in the studio with me now is ABC TV sports presenter Clint Thomas. Hello, Clint.
G'day, Di. How are you going?
And a lot of compliments today for our beloved Peter Bell, former breakfast presenter here at ABC Radio Perth, now the new general manager of football at Fremantle Dockers. Comments like this on Twitter from Corbin Middlemass, complete with Yoda-inspired photo. It says, Master Belly, and find him you will. Turns Neil and six into Hogan, lob 14 and 13. And Peter Bell, thank you for being with us on Drive. Have you ever been compared to Yoda before?
Probably only in size, Di, to be perfectly honest, but I'm not green and I've got a full head of hair. But look, it was a really interesting trade period. And I've got to say, we're very disappointed to lose Lachie Neal, just an exceptional player, exceptional person, who's contributed so much at Fremantle, but we wish him all the very best up there in Brisbane as he embarks upon a new adventure with his fiancée, Jules. We wish them the best, and from that situation, we have to do the best by the football club, and I think our members and supporters and stakeholders will be really pleased with the talent that we brought in.
Why weren't you able to keep Lachie Neal?
He was under contract, so we could have asked him to honour that contract. And I think if we weren't able to come to a satisfactory outcome in other areas of the trade period, that could have been an option. As it stood, we worked very diligently with Melbourne and Brisbane and Greater Western Sydney as well, who are all involved in a very complicated trade. We all reached what we thought were satisfactory outcomes for our football clubs.
It was complicated, Peter. I can't imagine that you've been getting a lot of sleep lately, although you'd be used to that after being a breakfast presenter.
Right.
I think maybe you're getting heaps more now. But did you call Melbourne's bluff in terms of going in with lower picks initially?
Look, I saw those reports, and look, it's really complicated, Di, and there was no brinksmanship or bluffing or anything like that. It's just that things changed a little bit last weekend. A few things came up. We had some meetings, and we're able to re-engage in the process early this week. And like I said, I cannot speak highly enough of Melbourne and Brisbane and GWS, and I'm really pleased that we reached this outcome, and we can welcome Jesse, who has to rehabilitate his navicula, which is a fracture in the foot, so he's got to do that. But we're really excited that we've got a big power forward that our midfielders can kick to.
Hey, Belly, well done, mate. I think the outcome for Fremantle during this trade period is a really good one, considering you've been able to stay in each round of the draft while getting Lob, Hogan, Conker and Trav Collier in. Just back on Lachie Neal, when did you come to the conclusion that you actually weren't going to keep him and he was moving to Brisbane, so then you would have to negotiate a trade with the Lions?
Yeah, it's sort of, I can't really give you a definitive time. It was just the way that things evolved and progressed, Clint. So it still pains me to think of Lachie being in a Brisbane jumper. But once we started to investigate what possibilities there were for Fremantle, if that trade were to progress and if we were able to get the right outcome for Frio, then it gathered a little bit of momentum. It's still a lot of complications, but I wouldn't be able to give you a definitive time of when we were able to reach that position.
And did he give you a reason? Because listening to him at the Doig Medal just a few weeks ago, he was saying he loved the club, Perth was home for him and his future wife, his fiancée, and that he seemed to speak in glowing terms, yet he was leaving. It was pretty well documented that he was pretty keen to move up to Brisbane. What was the reason that he gave you for actually wanting to leave Frio and head up to Queensland?
I think he was looking for a fresh start and a new adventure. Obviously, he's come to an arrangement with Brisbane. Yep. That I suppose would be lucrative. But more than anything else, perhaps Jules and Lachie wanted that fresh start. And I mean, Brisbane are an exciting team. They're one of the teams that people are suggesting are going to climb the ladder considerably in season 2019. We're hopeful that with some of the additions that we brought in, that we can be a really consistent team as well.
And just one more from me, mate. Just Harley Bennell, can you just clarify the situation around him? Because there have been a few, I guess, contradictory reports in the paper that you were pretty keen to see him leave, and now obviously he's contracted for another year. But is he on his last chance at Fremantle? And what has your communication been like with Harley since you started the job there?
Yeah, we've had some discussions, the club and Harley, and those discussions will stay between Harley and the club. But look, all the players want to uphold each other to the highest of standards. We're hopeful that Harley can get over his injuries and become the player that he's got the potential to become. So that's what I'm prepared to say about Harley at this stage.
And Peter, interested in why you were so keen on pursuing Jesse Hogan for so long, given the injury you mentioned, and there have been some off-field issues as well. There's talk of him wanting an 8-year contract for $8 million. Why was it so important to get Jesse Hogan?
He's a quality player, Di. He's only 23 years of age, and what he's been able to achieve, and I don't really like talking about his personal circumstances, but it's out there on the public record. It is the passing of his father. He had a cancer scare as well. He's dealt with injuries, but he still managed to perform at an incredibly high level for Melbourne. We think that he's in the prime of his career. He has a 3-year contract with Fremantle, and I'm hopeful that in my tenure at the club, we're extending Jesse's contract on a number of occasions. We'd love to be able to do that with all of the players that we've brought in this trade period.
And Peter, finally, now that you're not going to pick up anyone till a bit later in next year's draft, are you going to go with the best West Australian with your first pick?
I'll leave that to the drafting team. David Wall leads our drafting team. It depends on who is available at that pick. We're really pleased to have the 4 picks in this year's draft. I mean, we went into the trade period with pick 6 and pick 77. We've been able to bring in a number of players and still maintain 4 draft picks this year. So we'll see who's available at 14. It's still a very, very high pick, and we're very comfortable that we'll be bringing a great player. And maybe it will be a West Australian, but that's really for the drafting team.
I know you have some other media commitments to go to, so thanks for being with us on Drive, and may you continue to go well, Yoda.
Thank you, Di. Thank you, Clinton. Hello to everyone at ABC Radio 3.